have the box set you're working on.
Well, the Love Tracks thing, yeah.
And so, I mean, can you give me details on that? From what I understand, it's going to be kind of like a more of a rarities or B-sides thing.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of songs that just never made it onto the record because of either they weren't finished or because there were just too many songs already on the record. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of good stuff on there. It's just, I mean, when I was putting it together and finishing it all up, I was just amazed at how many really, really, really good songs there are that never got released. You know, sometimes it just didn't fit, you know, because I would always have a theme back in, you know, up to the seven records, you know, the first day of the seven records, always had a theme. And sometimes it wasn't even that they weren't finished or there wasn't enough room, it's just that they didn't fit the vibe of the record, you know.
Right, right.
And what I was trying to accomplish with the record. So I think fans are going to be pleasantly surprised with this record. It's a two-disc set. It comes with a booklet inside. It folds out like a book, actually. I think they'll be happy with it. Hope they will.
And can you, are there songs that you can point to that you're especially stoked about, or,
Yeah, actually, we might do a couple on this run.
There's really? Okay.
Crawl Across Your Killing Floor. It's very bluesy and slow and dark. We might do that, and there's a song called Lady Lucifer we might do on this run.
Okay.
More upbeat. But there's other songs, too. There's a song from Danzig 5 I never finished, because I just couldn't do it with the engineer I was working with at the time. I just didn't think it would come out, so I just stopped working on it. Finished it up with my new engineer that I love working with. And it came out really good. It's called Warlock, and I really like it. Oh, but there's a ton of other songs on there. I mean, there's stuff from the first Danzig record all the way up until now, so a lot of stuff.
And how many tracks in total? I mean, is this like a
26.
26, okay, so it's like a 2-CD type of deal?
Yeah, it's a 2-CD set.
And when can we expect to actually see that?
I would imagine sometime in the new year, maybe February or March.